American history, our hope for the future. Every once in a while, America is faced with a dilemma. No, this problem isn't located in the Middle East. It is right here in our nation. Our predicament is that we are constantly searching for the meaning of our country. Of course, we have key words that correlate with America, ideas, words, and principles that are associated with the heart and soul of our nation. Rights, freedom, liberty, equality. Words that many throw around, yet people are still debating their meanings. The fact of the matter is that there is not, nor ever will be, a set definition for America. This is because our home is constantly growing and changing. Our population has thrived, and just like in the beginning, we are a society of immigrants. Human nature was not meant to be set in a fixed state. We are meant to evolve. To control evolution is everyone's responsibility, and to do so, we must mold and shape our country to the best it can be. As it's written in the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, evolution is a process of continuous change from a lower, simpler, or worse to a higher, more complex, or better state. A process of gradual and relatively peaceful social, political, and economic advance. I believe we evolve because we are trying to create the path that we see for ourselves. But why does change happen? Sometimes change is sudden, and other times it is gradual where you can't see it. In Sarah Robertson's article, Why Change Happens, she gives great examples of how and why humans develop. Her first point is progress. Change happens because we as people want to improve our condition, and we are motivated to solve problems. Ideas. One good idea has the potential to make an impact on the world. Through adapting and participating in the generation of new ideas, our kind experiences personal growth. Robinson states in her editorial that the world will become more enlightened as human consciousness grows. As the next generation, it is our job to progress and spread our ideas to establish the civilization we want for ourselves. It is also important that we do not fall into the same cycles of the past. Mark Twain once stated, "History doesn't repeat itself, but it rhymes." Along with America, the Constitution has developed and revolutionized. Our founding fathers designed the Constitution to live and grow as the nation does. That's why it is called the Living Document. The 27 current amendments prove that our nation has found and overcome obstacles to make us a better society. As a result of this, we have made monumental steps as a country in a positive direction. These steps have led us to freedom from discrimination, women's rights, and the legalization of gay marriage. Not only is this generation participating in famed topics, they also focus on epidemics like the Truth Finish It campaign to end smoking. We have seen the wrong and the right and are making a difference, remodeling the nation how we see fit. Past generations have done their duty. Now it is my turn to collaborate with the rest of my country to create the new image we want for America. My country will have struggles to come, but the lessons learned will only lead to another solution. In the approaching years, cures will be discovered, more places will be explored, and we will adapt and evolve to become more preeminent. I once read a quote that said, "A bright future often lies beyond the glare of present problems." Speaking for myself, I believe that is exactly what the United States is heading towards, a bright future.